B-Pod Studios.
What's up?
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is a good one.
For no matter how far away you roam.
The NFL owners' meetings are wrapping up. 2 days of meetings taking place just outside of Dallas. And NFL executive Troy Vincent just spoke and addressed the media very briefly, it appears. This tweet from Ian Rappaport that says, Troy Vincent on the Bengals-Patriots investigation. It's pending. I'm still gathering information, and we'll continue that when we return to New York. So no resolution is expected today, tweets Ian Rappaport. That is what he has from Troy Vincent, who says they're still gathering information at this point. If you're still in the phase of the investigation where you are gathering information, that would lead me to believe that maybe what the league decides is not really all that well known yet. Maybe Mark Maskey and Rappaport and others have sort of just taken the temperature of the room down there, and it hasn't been as extreme as they expected it to be. But the league will still have to gather and then decide. And what else might they find if they continue gathering information? Nobody knows. But they're on it.
If they're smart, they'll wait till after the Sunday morning pregame shows to make a decision.
Why is that? Just so they don't have it on those shows?
You don't think
shows?
Those guys are going to all have stuff on the situation that morning?
Sure.
Don't all the insiders save information for those days?
Yeah, Jay Glazer saves his for that.
But in a situation like this, those guys are typically afraid of one another beating each other to the punch.
They save an awful lot of stuff, though.
Yeah, but the stuff they save is on players and stuff that in the grand scheme isn't hugely like breaking news, or there's no need to be first with the things that they're reporting on Sundays. As much as we find it super valuable and we love it as fans, I feel like on the big stories, if they get something and they confirm it, they're going to want to break it. They're going to want to put it out there to be the guy who reported it. That's all. I would say it's a little different. It's a bigger story than your typical Sunday morning news dump, if you will. Yeah, it's just a little bit bigger of a story.
I figured it'd take him
like
a week.
Like when Deflategate was going on, they weren't waiting on any news. They got right to it. If they learned something, they put it out there.
No, the tape came out, though, one of the Sundays. No, isn't that how it started? Jay Glazer had the tape on the Sunday morning?
What tape?
The spy. Oh, not Deflategate. You said Deflategate or Spygate?
He said Deflategate.
I'm thinking Spygate then.
Jay Glazer's tape was not what kicked that off, though.
No, but that's what really pushed it nationally.
Yeah, I don't remember that really being the case either. I really don't. That Jay Glazer's tape was what pushed that story. The accusation was really all that needed to start that story. I remember that being a huge story.
I'll have to go back and look. I didn't remember it being out there until Glazer had the tape.
No, I don't think you have that one right. 617-779-0985. The question about where the scout was asked today. We didn't get an answer on that, but that's a significant question. Where was the scout during everything that happened in the press box in Cleveland on Sunday? I'm sure that will be a part of the NFL's investigation. They're going to want to know. They're going to probably ask the scout.
Yeah, I think you need to talk to everyone. Right. You need to talk to the scout. You need to talk to the three people, the three-person crew. You need to talk to PR at Cleveland. You need to talk to PR probably in New England. How'd the request go through? All that stuff.
And do we ever see the tape?
They got to watch the tape. They all got to study the tape.
Highly doubt we get it publicly, but one can hope. One can absolutely hope.
And I think after everybody looks at that tape, they probably reset and have more questions. Like, why did you do this? Or why did you film that? You
know? So Jeff Howe had a story on The Athletic from last night. Doesn't have a time on it, but it was posted last night. And the title was, "Here's How the Patriots-Bengals Video Drama Unfolded. Now the NFL must decide on potential discipline." He has it that it was a three-person crew. The three-person team followed the scout on a daily basis. They followed the scout to Cleveland over the weekend. They were all credentialed to be in the press box, all sort of the basic facts that we know about this. Some of the details that are more specific today in this story are ones like this. He writes, the producer decided to shoot that video because scouts spend time studying sideline activity, which is routine for teams and permissible by NFL rules. That would be the studying, not the videotaping, is permissible by NFL rules. The producer's intent behind the B-roll was to show what the scout would be viewing during the game. So it was the producer that set it up. It was the producer that shot the video. The producer is a full-time employee of Kraft Sports Productions. That's what is being reported, that the producer was the one that did it, not the cameraman, not the video technician. There's a video guy, an audio guy, and the producer. The producer made the call. So all this other stuff about independent contractors, which is just the way of being paid and compensated, more so than your status as an employee, and there's no reason to believe that these employees were not regularly used by the team, but some people put that out there as a way to create that illusion. But the producer himself was the one that made it, someone who's a full-time employee of the team. That's not a great detail for the team. One of their staff was the one, undoubtedly, who made that call, according to Jeff Howe, at least, in his report. And the other part of this is that when this team was there, they were captured on video for 8 minutes by the Bengals staffer. 8 minutes that the Bengals staffer was there filming them. He writes, the Bengals staff member who recognized the activity then shot an 8-minute video of the Patriots crew's monitor before reporting it to security. NFL security got involved. The Patriots turned over all footage from the entire week of filming, including everything from Sunday. The Bengals also turned over the 8-minute video they recorded of the Patriots monitor. So the 8-minute recording that was referred to in the previous Athletic story, that 8 minutes was shot from someone standing behind the monitor shooting a video of the video, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Which tells you that the video recording of the sideline was for at least 8 minutes because they captured 8 minutes of it. And we were saying yesterday, well, if it's 8 minutes, it only was 8 minutes because they shut it down. Well, we don't know that it was now only 8 minutes. It could have been 9 minutes, 10 minutes, 25 minutes. We don't really know that detail. That detail's in flux. What we know is that they captured 8 minutes of this. This was at the end of the first quarter, and they shut this down at the end of the first quarter. It may have been the entire game to that point was on tape, the sideline being reported by the Patriots. These are some of the details that I think the league is going to want to get to the bottom of. When Troy Vincent says, we're going to go back to New York, we're going to continue to look at it.
Yeah, you got the outline of it.
I think these are the questions they're going to be asking. How much was there on this tape? They're going to obviously look at the tape. Where the hell was the scout during all of this? Who made this decision to set up the camera and record? And it goes back to what you just said, Zoe, just interviewing everybody who was involved.
Get a rough outline. Now you dig. You fill in the little blanks here and there. I don't think the league would be happy, meeting all the other owners, people that want you to go down, if you had a quick resolution to this. Like, I think they need to take their time, make sure they get it right, and do what they need to do.
When Spygate was investigated, it was a quick investigation. It didn't drag on.
No.
It was wrapped up within a couple weeks' time.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like this is going to be a long, exhaustive investigation, but it shouldn't happen in 2 days. No. Decision by Wednesday.
September 13th was the date when they issued the fines in Spygate. So this is what? Going back to that year, September 10th was the day. September 10th, 2007 was the day it happened
against
the Jets.
Right? Yeah.
They had the fines, the penalty and fines doled out by the 13th.
Wow.
That's how fast the league acted in Spygate. And they had been to Foxborough and destroyed the tapes within 3 days' time.
Not all of them.
except for
the one that Glazer had.
The one that Glazer had.
He still has it, and apparently he says he shows it at parties.
Yeah.
So it's 3 days.
3 days.
Can you believe that? That's like 3 days right now. Video.
Yes, it was wrapped up by Wednesday. Today's Wednesday.
Little Green Men.
So I thought it was maybe a few more days than that, but September 10th was the game. Belichick was accused by the staff. They confiscate the video camera. Matt Estrella, that whole deal. This thing was wrapped up on the 13th. Jeff Pasch was already in Foxborough putting his feet up all over the tapes, stomping them. That's what he was doing. And it was over by Wednesday. It's Wednesday right now, Hardy. Feels like they're going to be a little more thorough this time then, doesn't it? I can't believe that.
Or maybe they got you red-handed when you did it. Like, okay, this is an easy one. Boom, here's the fines.
The tape aired.
This could benefit you.
Jim, the tape was aired on September 16th. I found the date. The following Sunday was when Jay Glazer put the tape on Fox NFL Sunday. So that story was blown up and massive, and the punishment was already handed out by the time Glazer had put it on a week later. So it's close.
They had already taken the draft pick away at that point?
Yeah, they had handed out the fines. On that Wednesday, he was fined Belichick was fined $500,000. The team was fined $250,000, and they stripped the draft pick all by Wednesday. It was already in the bank with the league. 617-779-0985. We got open phone lines. You want to jump on board? We got two lines if you want to grab one. We'll get to your calls on this next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I know that you said that football and the team production side are different entities. You guys did
the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we had no involvement in it.
You guys have a scout in the Cleveland press box. Was he aware of the rules that you can't film from the press box?
He was doing his job. That's what he was doing. He was doing his job. Like we all tried to do. That's what the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff did last week, to try to do their job for Kansas City, and then Cincinnati, and then Buffalo next week. And that's it. So I just answered the question. That's it. We had no involvement in it. Zero.
Bill, have you heard from the league at all?
Yeah, I told you everything. Look, Mr. Kraft made a statement. The team made a statement. That's all I'm going to add.
Reached out
to Zach Taylor. Do not have anything to add.
It's like the 5 D's of dodgeball right there with Bill Belichick today on that question about the scout. He was doing his job. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, dodge.
You ever saw that movie?
You've never seen Dodgeball?
It just looks stupid. Like, I don't want to see this.
That's what it is.
It's dumb. I've seen Blades of Glory, but I haven't seen that.
You didn't want to touch that one. He had a crystal clear opportunity to say a little something there and further what he's already said, which is that football has nothing to do with this.
He did say that.
I know, but he could be more specific and help his cause by saying, if true, and maybe it's not true. No, it's not direct. Don't call that direct.
Okay.
If he says, no, my scout did not have knowledge of this. The scout was not aware of what was happening. The scout obviously knows that is against the rules. Our football department had no knowledge of this, including the scout.
Well, the scout had to know he was being taped because he got interviewed. I mean, you know, they were doing a piece on him.
We know that.
The entire day.
We're talking about the sideline. Yeah. That's the action we're talking about here. Were they taping the sideline? Did the scout know about that? And so he could have had a more detailed denial of that by saying the scout did not know. And that would back up and be part of what he said, is that the football department had no involvement. None. That would also, I think, mean if he's saying that, that means the scout doesn't know about it, wasn't aware of it. And I hope that's true, because the scout would have to answer for that if he was aware of it. You know, the scout knows the rules. There's zero way for the scout to claim ignorance of those rules. No shot that could happen. I mean, what would be the equivalent of that? That's like a truck driver out there on the road saying, I didn't know it was illegal to drive drunk.
It'll be like the seven refs that missed the 10-yard mark off last week.
It is central to your job. Yeah, no, refs are a problem. Yes, I don't know what that has to do with advanced scouts.
Because not knowing your job.
Are we going to do ref assignments again?
But you said you should know that. It should be ingrained in, right? Like it should be ingrained in referees to understand a 10-yard
I thought you would have been scared straight off of that topic.
It's about, no, it's about doing
your
damn
calls
job.
Ago.
I think it's was set up to get us off the ref topic.
You don't believe that.
Jesus, stop it. No, they screwed up. It's completely separate from football is what I believe. And this is tough because I know people involved. And some people, heads are going to roll, and some people are going to lose their livelihood, their jobs over this. Over somebody slipping up. And it's tough. It is.
Well, somebody's responsible because even if it was innocent and the people there didn't know the rules, someone else is responsible for them not knowing the rules.
Could be multiple people, man.
And that's
not just one.
That's life. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that there are people that might end up being put in a bad spot. But for an organization that is all about operating at the highest level and doing things better than anybody, which they love to tell us about, through Do Your Job episodes especially, they tell you how great they are at knowing everything and doing everything. Hell, even this conversation that you've brought up about how great Kraft Sports Productions is compared to every other team in the league. They're so far and away better than every other team. Well, that's great. That means when you don't inform your own employees of the rules, someone should probably pay a price for that. That's life. That's called having a job and having to fulfill the responsibilities of the job. That's just the way it is. Because at best here, they're guilty of just being sloppy.
Right.
Yeah. May have been innocent. No cheating of any kind. No football involvement of any kind. If you were Jonathan or Robert Kraft, wouldn't you still be pissed? Like, who let this happen? What idiot let this go down? Like, that conversation is probably going on there. I'd be pissed if I were them. Who signed off on this? Who didn't tell these guys the rules? Those rules are pretty clear cut. They're widely available. We can get you a copy, you know? So I'd be mad because they don't want to deal with this right now. It's a horrible look for the team and for the franchise, and they don't want that.
No, it brings up all your past stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, time does heal some wounds, and then they're fresh again. Yeah.
Sean is in the truck. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
So the producer works for Bob Kraft, correct?
Well, technically.
I mean, to say it that way, indicates that he's like reporting to the owner. He works for an entity that is owned by Robert Kraft. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I feel that guy should be fired immediately. I feel this is like the biggest mistake you could possibly make. After all this team has been through, the accusations, everything they have to deal with, you know, the bad publicity with, you know, Antonio Brown, you know, with Mr. Kraft, all that. And you go and you're that naive and you didn't have any foresight to think that this could possibly happen. I mean, a regular Joe, you know, on the street knows you can't do that. You can't film the sidelines of another team, especially the team you're playing next week. It blows my mind that Mr. Kraft or Jonathan Kraft, they haven't gone on and said, listen, we fired that producer.
What if they have? Okay. What if they have? I mean, there's things that happen within you don't hear about.
Okay. I mean, I feel like publicly they need to separate it from Belichick and from the football team because Bill is just he's trying to do his job, and he's having to deal with this nonsense over what? What's the point of this? Some CDs, some DVDs.
Okay, yeah, okay. Thanks, Sean. The part about Bill being mad that Sean brings up, that ownership is probably mad and Bill Belichick would be mad. We saw a report last night, Jeff Howe had that as well, that Bill Belichick was furious, right? That Bill was furious upon finding out.
I would agree with that.
Hard to know if that really went down, if he was really furious, but you can say that if he wasn't involved, he would be furious, right? That's why I see that. I'm like, all right, well, they know how he would act, or he really acted that way. It's one of the two.
Or I feel like really
because if
like
he really
turtle and you put out a statement. You know,
if like, this really talking. Had nothing at all to do with him or anyone associated with him, his scout, Ernie Adams, whoever, then he would be pissed with good reason. You're going to bring this on me? Even though it had nothing to do with me, it's going to impact me. It's going to impact how the league looks at us. The league's going to investigate us. That welcomes in potential punishment that could impact draft picks. I'm not saying it will, because right now it doesn't look like they're going that way. It looks like they're going the road of a fine, if the reporting is to be believed. But if he really had no knowledge, he would be irate, and maybe he is irate today and yesterday upon finding out about this. He says he found out sometime on Monday afternoon. Suspicious, but okay. Minor detail, but okay. I don't buy that. You had to have known before.
That's a tough one.
You had to have known before.
That's a tough one. I'm not, Monday. Yeah.
Monday afternoon, 24 hours later?
I don't know.
Hard to buy.
The guy hears everything.
Hard to buy.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Auburn. Hey, Mike.
Mikey.
Quickly.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, the last call kind of hit on what I wanted to talk about. But, I find it hard to believe that the producer or the person taking the video had no idea that they couldn't film the sidelines. And who makes this decision to send a video camera to the Bengals the week before we're going to play them?
Well, if you're doing a story on an advanced scout, the advanced scout is at the game of the team you're playing next week. That's where they are every week. So if you're going to do that story, that's why.
It's imagine if this was Ravens week or Kansas City week, how people would view this. Because a lot of people get it like, okay, big deal, this is brazen, because who the hell is going to scout a 1-12 football team? Yeah.
Who's going to break into the Watergate Hotel when you get the election wrapped up already? Why would you do that?
Exactly.
Hardy's got headlines.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The white man over by King. Yeah. Wow, if they played us at your wedding?
It's December? No.
You're nope. Too busy sucking face.
Nope, they definitely
sang over the key part.
He keeps talking over it. He can't help himself. Listen. Listen to the beginning again. Just cue it up again, Jim.
Turn his mic off.
Do you remember the 25th night of December? Love was changing the minds of pretenders.
Turn the mic back on.
There you go. By the way, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I heard that. Yeah.
Part of this year's Kennedy Center Honors. Yep. Big honor. And you know, they usually play that around the holidays.
They're one of the bands post-game. Super Bowl. They lost to the Giants in Indy. It's a good post-game party.
Yeah. They're also the first African-American band to be inducted into the Kennedy Center Honors. Exactly. Like...
Temptations.
How is that possible?
Diana Ross and Supremes.
Yes.
Come on.
617-779-0985.
Drifters.
Let's go to Josh, who's in Alaska. What's the weather up there in Alaska right now, Josh? You hunting anything lately?
No, we're actually in the 20s. It's real nice.
About beautiful.
24 inches of snow. It was 25 below 5 days ago, though.
All right, wow. Well, there you go. What's 25 thing, below.
What's the last thing you killed?
What'd you kill recently?
Haven't killed anything. A moose was the last thing. We're gearing up to start shooting wolves now.
Nice.
There's a lot of them this year. It's really cool.
Kind of sounds like Zach Galifianakis.
So cool, we're going to go out and start killing them all.
Into the wild. A lot of you can't even recognize him, but he plays that guy who tells Alex how to kill the moose. And
hey, Josh, where are you again in Alaska? I want to look it up on a map if I could.
Fairbanks. Actually, I literally live in North Pole, Alaska, but people always go North Pole, so I always say Fairbanks.
I thought you were in Fairbanks. But are you,
okay. Yes, sir.
All right, okay.
Well, you just said.
Yeah,
I don't get to call as much as I like to because my employees get pissed off and they can't get a hold of me. And
screw that.
For some reason, when I say I had to talk to Zoe, they go, Zoe? But this time I needed to call. And two callers before kind of set this up for me. So he said the producer or whatever needs to be fired. And I was thinking, you guys know, I've listened to PFW in Progress, Patriots Unfiltered for a long, long time. You guys know Fred Kirsch, Freddie.
You guys, I know Freddie Rua.
Think Freddie Kirsch is vice president of Kraft Media Productions or something like that.
Yeah.
So do we think Fred Kirsch should lose his job because he's a cheater? Do we think that he would actually cheat or be a part of something like that?
Do I think Fred would do that? No,
he's not. No.
But lose his job? I mean, these guys are calling saying, the guy ought to lose his job. I don't think.
It's going to be up to the organization.
I know it might make good radio. But I think, like you said, though, this has real ramifications for real people like Fred Kirsch, and he might lose a job over it, and I don't think he should. And
that's what I don't want to see.
They were intentionally cheating. I just don't think so.
They screwed up. They screwed up. And when you screw up, people pay. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. I know Fred personally.
Yeah, we all know Fred.
I know the producer involved.
Marty and I, all three of us have worked for him.
I work for him right now.
You work for him now, and so does Zoe.
I don't think anybody thinks that Fred or any... Put it this way.
Not that people understand. I just can't see him directly supervising that trip. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not his gig.
I don't know. No. I don't know what would fall under his, but...
I mean, 24-hour network, like at the Super Bowl. That.
If you want to make one person accountable, find out who is actually shooting the video and ask them, did you understand that you weren't allowed to do that? Find out what they have to say about it, you know? And I'm sorry, whatever Dan said, whatever conspiracy theories are out there, the whole Kaiser Soze notion that, wow, it's so obvious that it's brilliant, I don't believe any of that. I don't believe there was any intent to get any signals from the Bengals sideline. I think it was a mistake. But if you want to hold one person accountable, find the one person who was shooting the video and find out if they understood what they were doing. And if that person needs to either be let go of their responsibility of doing that or in some way disciplined so that it never happens again. But in any other circumstance, any other team, this isn't an issue. It's only an issue because the whole idea of having a video camera in a press box at an opposing team stadium is probably a bad one for the Patriots. And I know what happens. We see it on game day every Sunday. There's cameras everywhere. People shooting everything. And you don't gain any advantage as opposed to just having a scout there watching the exact same thing and taking notes. But you have to be triple careful on stuff like this. And the fact that there was a camera in there, yes, whoever was, shooting that stuff, you got to find out what were you doing? Did you think anything of it? What was going on? And because it is a little more layered this time, I think that's why we don't have an answer from the NFL yet. When it only took them 3 days last time to drop a $500,000 fine and a draft pick on Bill Belichick, this time it's been 3 days and it's still pending. They're still figuring out what the hell happened. How could this possibly happen? How could someone from the Patriots of all teams take a camera up into a press box and shoot down on the field? It's so ridiculous. What's going on? Did anything really happen? I think the answer is no, but there's still accountability in something like this. Does it have to go all the way to somebody who wasn't even there? And as you said, Beetle probably didn't have anything to do with the exact details of the trip. No, I don't think anybody in their right mind would think that. I don't even know if there's anybody who was actually shooting the thing that needs to be made an example of in this. It was dumb. It was just something that seems totally innocent on the surface. You're up there doing a story on the scout, taking a picture of him watching the game. And somehow this is going to give you the upper hand in playing the Bengals next week. Nobody in their right mind actually thinks that. But when it comes to the Patriots, they no longer get the benefit of the doubt.
Should have spent 4 minutes tops inside that press box. Sit down, do your interview. Here's the thing. Shoot him sitting there where you could see the stands in the background and part of the field without any detail as to what's going on, and then get the hell out. That's what should have happened.
I tell you,
they're probably kicking themselves in the ass for not doing that.
One thing that's blowing my mind right now is our last caller there from North Pole, Alaska, which is just down the river from Fairbanks. They've got a Wendy's and a Taco Bell in that town.
Could you imagine a line at the drive-thru?
A Chinese restaurant?
What's the name of the Chinese restaurant?
I thought he was in a really remote area. I didn't think he was in Fairbanks.
He's got a McDonald's, a Pagoda Chinese restaurant and bar. This looks like a nice place.
What about Pizza Place?
I'll find one for you.
I mean, like Chuck's or Anthony's?
How about barbecue?
Population of Fairbanks is like 32,000 people. There's people there. I thought he was out there roughing it.
He's not even in Fairbanks. He's in a place called North Pole, Alaska. They got a pool there. They got a furniture store. Paula's Professional Dog Grooming. Look at the map. I want to live there. Napa Auto Parts, a Thai restaurant.
You never know when you need a fan belt.
North
Pole looks all right.
North Pole, Alaska has a population of 2,100.
They got any
fly fishing airport.
They got any fly fishing stores? Like anybody buy those fly fishing rods? And some bait? Some damn bait.
Nice waste transfer site on the
They have one in place
so
you get your screen door fixed. Like you take it down to the hardware store, they'll run that thing. You know, they have that tool, special tool, and they put that little strip right in there to fix your screen.
Oh, you gotta have the screens.
Oh,
flies.
Screens go down a cape all the time.
The size of
always
vultures.
At the hardware
it's
store.
It's like they got a Pizza Hut there. Did you mention that?
Yeah.
I did not mention the Pizza Hut.
Did you see the new stuffed crust?
Oh.
Crescent stuffed crust pizza.
No, apparently you have.
I saw the commercial for it yesterday. It looks delightful.
Today's takeaways are coming your way.
They got a tamale joint, for Christ's sake.
Can't eat tamales in Alaska.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Set up your consultation. Start losing weight. Get healthy, people. Be a gift to you and the people that you love.
Mm.
And they'll be thankful. The Wake180WeightLoss.com. Check it all out. Shut up.
I'm nervous to play one of these takeaways.
Why? Are these fake promos?
Jim just told me what we have.
These are fake promos?
I'm nervous to play number two. I don't want to make you upset.
What are you doing?
I know what it is.
It's Tom in Londonderry again.
Yeah.
It's Tom in Londonderry. In Londonderry. Hi, Tom.
Thinking that.
Jim. Oh, God. That back and forth, Beetle, you and Hardy had with Dan, the whole food and beverage. Oh, he stabbed him in the neck. That had me on the floor. And, of course, Zoe has to freaking blow it up with the stupid referee schedule. For like 2 effing minutes.
That's all I'm worried about.
Hardy,
that's what I'm worried about
Hardy,
after last week.
Of course that's all you're worried about, because anything controversial or critical of the Patriots, you dip your head into the sand like an ostrich, like every other 40 pajama pom-pom waving Patriots fan. Like, get your team employees, though. But this drives me crazy.
No, I'm employed here.
You also work for the team, so you call the team on the radio broadcast.
Independently.
So many things you can say critically.
He's an independent contractor.
Oh, you're an independent. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you did there. Very sneaky.
I am.
Anyway.
Thomas?
He came in hot.
Tom
he came in
Tom.
Very, very
he
hot. Hot. But if you need to know who's doing, like, you know, the Dallas, whoever they have this weekend.
I want to see what Jerome Boger
who's
was.
Who's Dallas guy?
They put Jerome Boger on Miami. Thank God.
Who's got the Seahawks game this weekend? Zoe's got the refs game.
Yeah, we got Alex Kemp.
Alex Kemp. I don't know that much about him.
Don't know much.
I don't know much about Alex Kemp.
Tony Corrente has a big one this week. So. Playoff implications.
Where's Corrente?
Corrente's Tennessee to Houston, I think.
Yeah, okay. Ref schedule covered.
I said Bill Steelers. I think it's Bill Steelers.
Oh, Bill Steelers.
Bill Steelers.
Bill Vinovich is on the other one, Houston.
That game got flexed into Sunday night. Bill Steelers.
Vinovich is good.
Okay, the other one today is Mitch Miller.
Get the hell out of my way. Sing it.
Hey.
Sound like they're having fun? That sounds like they're having fun.
Joyous.
Like itchy sweaters are standing on a platform.
Manly fun.
Singing like this.
Hey. Yes. Gusto.
Get your ass in the sleigh right now. We are running late. I hate going to.
This is a new verse.
All of
I've
these
never heard
blind dates.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Hey, lean and light horse. I got money on you.
Who wrote this stuff?
Oh.
That's a good one, Beetle.
Oh.
There's make another verse coming there.
Make me a sandwich. Get me a
laughing beer. All the way. Ha, ha, ha.
It's not even funny.
Manly fun, says Johnson.
Get me a beer.
Manly fun. That's what he came up with.
Gusto. Johnson. Yeah, Gusto.
Yeah, yeah, Gusto. Oh,
Gusto.
Yeah, these are a lot of guys there. Yeah, they enunciate well. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Wish we had this guest work.
Play at the Shaughnessy house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Dan, you ready for Christmas?
Yeah,
sure. Everything's done.
Two weeks away. Two
house
weeks
decorated. Away. Ready to go.
2 weeks. Ready to go.
You got any bats? No. Too cold for the bats.
Troy Vincent's going to go back to New York. I wonder how long it's going to take him to figure out the punishment. You think we get it tomorrow?
No, I think we get it Monday
tomorrow? Tuesday. Friday? I think Friday. Friday would be good.
Friday at 5. Right at the NFL game.
Before the weekend.
Yeah. News dump.
Going to investigate. Going to gather more information.
Bert will let us know.
Bert is in tomorrow. What time will he be here?
10. Right at the start of the show.
Oh, right out of the gate.
Oh, whenever he wants. Yeah. That's nice.
Well, he's coming back from the league meetings today. He'll be with us at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Maybe he'll be a little tired. Won't talk as much.
Because the Patriots are on to Cincinnati, as we like to say with Bert. So Bert will be with us starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Was he the one that pissed him off?
Yes, it was.
That's right.
It was him with the question.
We should send him down here in the afternoon. Yeah. Piss him off again.
By the way, I caught that Belichick Saban special last night. You haven't seen it yet?
I have not. Totally freaking forgot it was on.
It was okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think Bill's wheelhouse is his top 100 stuff. Like, he is so genuine in
He's
that.
Been great in that.
I'm sure he doesn't want to give you a total look in with the Saban stuff. Saban probably talks more than Bill.
He does. Like Saban talks a bunch.
That's his neck. That's his way to get out there. Now I got to recruit for Alabama. You know?
Yeah. But, it was good. I wouldn't say it was just...
Yeah.
There wasn't anything earth-shattering in there, but it was good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it again tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. with Bert Breer.
See you tomorrow.
From the MMQB. We'll see you at 10. Felger and Maz are coming your way next. Have a great afternoon.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.